And Robert's in Hong Kong.
Hong Kong, yeah.
I feel more slothful when he's not around.
To crack his whip on us?
His barbed whip.
Yeah.
I lay around a little bit. I drape myself over things. You know. I might get some free realms going.
Just play free realms all day?
All day. There's no charge.
They put pay realms right out of business.
Yeah, pay realms is... They look at their business model and they're like, mm-mm.
Fuck.
It's over. It's over, boys.
Yeah.
Time to hang it up.
Close up shop. I thought we really had something with these pay realms.
What's wrong with our realms? I mean, it's like they put the survey out. What are your main problems with our realms? Please identify the four major problems you have with our realms.
Compare our realms to other realms that you might play.
Competing realms.
Competing realms. But, you know, then you got to look at them like, you know, their business model. People will pay for our realms. They pay us. We make money for our realms. It's a no-brainer, right? And they look at free realms and they're like, how are they making money? You're not even getting paid for their realms. They're just throwing realms away for free.
These guys are just...
They're just giving realms away.
But the captain, they're going to go down with the ship on that. They're like, listen, I stand behind our realms. I pay for these realms myself.
These realms have a value associated with them. What kind of realm do you think you get for free?
Huh? Think about that. You get what you pay for. You get a free realm? Maybe it's not such a great realm.
Maybe there's better realms.
That's all I'm saying. For example, pay realms. Observe.
He's got guys coming to his office all day. What about discount realms? Can we at least just go down to like half off realms?
No, we got no. But maybe if they buy one realm, they get another realm
the second
free.
Second realm free.
We need to deal with this problem. I think we're the only people that like that joke.
We're
right?
The only people that like that joke.
I'm gonna slide him to here so that he is flanking Benwin.
He does not like you at all.
I don't blame him.
He's a dwarf.
Listen, usually when fighters are sized up, there's a better fighter in the room. You know?
They feel
and then they get all testosterone rushing. Yeah, he's got to come up and show me his dick's bigger than mine, but it ain't.
Right, of course. Which has got to kill him because you're a dwarf.
Right.
Well, yes. When I say bigger, I mean width. I don't mean...
Right.
It's like a tunic.
Yeah.
Whenever the girls see me coming, they're like, it's time for some more chicken of the sea.
Let's come together on this one.
We come together because opposites attract, and you know.
Yeah, I know it's not friction. All right, so.
It's the natural. Sorry.
You can finish it.
Thanks. We come together because opposites attract.
I think there's
two steps forward, take two steps back.
I think
we come together because
I think there's a track. It ain't breaking just a natural road. I have to finish it. It's okay. Like it's the only way. I have to seal the fucking Paula Abdul tomb. It's a foolish practice, this breakfast eating. It's the worst.
It's bad, yeah.
It's like it gets your motor running.
Get your motor running.
See, I'm able to maintain a, you know.
Head out on the highway!
Continue. You done?
Okay.
No, because I'm going to go, and you're going to be looking for adventure. The moment I start to, or whatever comes your way, I'm going to fucking click on some shit, and you're going to go buck-ass wild. You're smiling. I know what's going on here. I'm not going to spring the trap. All right, we got some news.
Looking for adventure!
You're a hooligan.
And whatever.
Did you see my hands flexing?
Comes our way.
I want you to imagine your trachea.
Yeah, baby, Gordon!
In the...
Me!
Imagine
happen.
That I pulled the trachea
take the world
right out and I'm going to spit
me.
Into it. I'm going to spit
fire in. All of your...
I'm going to fuck your windpipe.
At once
I'm going to fuck your windpipe. Yeah.
Explode.
Yeah.
In the...
Yeah.
Space.
It's been a fantasy. It's going to happen today.
That's gross.
Well, you brought this on yourself. I want you to think about that when I'm fucking your windpipe. I'm sure Brennan will love this episode. You shouldn't threaten to fuck people's windpipes. That's not acceptable.
That's inappropriate.
The
the same time, you also hear from three doors. Up this staircase, a dwarf voice say, "What is going on down there?" And Leah responds, "Don't come down! Stay up there! Guard the prisoner! Don't let him get away!"
"Nothing, Mom!
Shut up!
Are you playing with your friends downstairs?"
"Mom, not now!
Ask them if they want something to eat!
We're not hungry!
I had some cookies!
We're watching Transformers!
Tell your friends that if they want to have cookies to come upstairs, but they have to take their shoes off!"
"Mom!
Do you guys want cookies?"
"Okay, no, we're good." So...